Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed. He is the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, in addition to the pandemic and the caution that schools and school districts across the state are trying to take to get kids in school and remote learning or a combination of both, they don't have the money to do it. The legislature, as the governor has said, budget situation, we're broke. Debt in the next 2 years to the tune of $30 billion, and we're still waiting on the federal money.
And there's bad news locally that we're getting this week, a double whammy that we're getting with districts locally. So the latest news in Schenectady's school district is they're talking about cutting all in-person education for high schoolers this year. They're definitely going to do it. It's a cost savings measure. They say it's because of the reduction in state aid. This comes just a few days after Albany announced the same move last week. And so yesterday we talked to advocates for, you know, education equity in New York State, and they're really sounding the alarm, saying that the urban districts that most need the help are the ones that are first getting hit. And so they point out that it's only going to further hurt the equity that these students have. In essence, now in the capital region and all around New York State, the suburban district students have a choice at least to do some in-person instruction. But that won't be the case. Schenectady, Albany, and we're also looking at one of the districts in Troy in Lansingburg. So yesterday, as I said, the advocates are urging the governor and also state lawmakers to take a deeper look at how they're going to do these education cuts, because they're saying if you could just slash it across the board at 20%, it will most impact those higher need districts first. And they're saying you can't just do it that way. Do it more surgically and find a way. High schoolers won't be able to go in person. But then on the other end, at pre-K, Schenectady and Amsterdam, they're both cutting pre-K this year, or at least delaying it until the winter at the earliest. So there'll be no pre-K starting when school starts in a few weeks. And again, they're citing aid cuts.
Now let's talk about SUNY and the colleges. We're seeing one after another, both SUNY schools and others, punishing students for parties as they come back. And the latest on the list is SUNY Cobleskill.
Yeah, so Cobleskill yesterday announced that they suspended 12 students who apparently were violating social distancing rules with hosting or attending parties over this past weekend. And it's just the latest development. So this comes just a few days after SUNY Oneonta, just 35 miles down the road from Cobleskill. They decided to close campus because of students violating the rules. And now the latest as of last night is they have 250 students at Oneonta who have tested positive. And then a couple of other schools, of course, have had the problem. But so Cobleskill yesterday said, we're trying to get on top of it. We're taking immediate action with these students. They are now going to participate in this new state SUNY system program called the pooled saliva testing program. And this is where multiple saliva samples are tested at once. And if anything in that batch tests positive for coronavirus, the people in that group can be tested individually.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks for keeping us in the loop.
You're welcome, David. Take care.